Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here as we continue on with reading the Bible to encourage one another in reading and listening to the Bible. This is not a podcast for you to hear the whole Bible, although as of late, I have been reading through the Bible, starting in Genesis, all the way to Judges, skipping Numbers, but you'd have to listen to a lot of podcasts to hear all that. So I always suggest having your own Bible that you're reading, and if you listen to it on a Bible app, that's a great way to do it because you can listen to it without any of this nonsense in the beginning or at the end. So, but we are in Judges chapter 7. We just had Gideon, who is also known, he's been renamed as Jerubbaal. And he has just tested God, so let's see how that really works out for him. All right, so we're in chapter 7. Here we go. Then Jerubbaal, remember that's Gideon's new name, and all the people who were with him rose early and encamped beside the spring of Herod, and the camp of Midian was north of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord has said to Gideon, "The people with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, lest Israel boast over me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.' Now therefore proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, 'Whoever is fearful and trembling, let him return home and hurry away from Mount Gilead.' So then 22,000 of the people returned and 10,000 remained. And the Lord said to Gideon, 'The people are still too many. Take them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. And anyone of whom I say to you, 'This one shall go with you,' shall go with you. And anyone who I say to you, 'This one shall not go with you,' shall not go." So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, "Everyone who laps the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, you shall set by himself. Likewise, everyone who kneels down to drink, and the number of those who lapped, putting their hands to their mouth, was 300. But all the rest of the people knelt down to drink water. And the Lord said to Gideon, "With the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hand. And let all the others go, every man to his home." So the people took provisions in their hands and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, but retained the 300 men. And the camp of Midian was below him in the valley. That same night, the Lord said to him, "Arise, go down against the camp, for I have given it into your hand. But if you are afraid to go down to the camp with Purah, your servant, and you shall hear what they say, and afterward your hand shall be strengthened to go down against the camp." Then he went down with Purah, his servant, to the outposts of the armed men who were in the camp. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the people of the east lay along the valley like locusts in abundance, and their camels were without number, as the sand that is on the seashore in abundance. When Gideon came, behold, a man was telling a dream to his comrade. He said, "Behold, I dreamed a dream, and behold, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian and came to the tent and struck it so that it fell and turned it upside down so that the tent lay flat." And his comrade answered, "This is no other than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. God has given into his hand Midian and all the camp." As soon as Gideon heard the telling of the dream and its interpretation, he worshipped. And he returned to the camp of Israel and said, "Arise, for the Lord has given the host of Midian into your hand." And he divided the 300 men into three companies and put trumpets in the hands of all of them and empty jars with torches inside the jars. And he said, "Look at me and do likewise. When I come to the outskirts of the camp, do as I do. When I blow the trumpet, and all who are with me, then blow the trumpets." also on every side of all the camp, and shout for the Lord and for Gideon. All right, we'll stop there. So the battle's next. So just what I find interesting here is that Gideon tested God twice. So now God has cut down his army twice. It's like, you want to test me? You really want to play this game, Gideon? Is this really the game you want to play? Okay, here's how it's going to go. You've got all these men, 32,000. Yeah, that's too many. And so cuts it down to 10,000. Oh, that's still too many. Let's go with 300. So now Gideon with 300 men are going to go against this army whose camels you cannot count. There's just so many of them that there are like the sands of the beach. And but God knows that Gideon has a faith issue. So God says, I'll tell you what, you're a little bit worried. I get that. Why don't you just walk down there into their camp and just listen? And so he does. And sure enough, he hears what they're dreaming, and it encourages him greatly that he goes back to his own camp and says, all right, guys, we've got this. The Lord is going to give us the Midianites. So here's the plan. And he has a great plan, and we'll see that unfold on our next podcast. But for us today, it's just realizing that even when we are not doing things according to God's way, that he still has a way of working things out. And he says that in Romans 8, that he works out all things for those who love him. And so we see that here with the people of Israel, with Gideon in particular, as he is getting ready to go and do this great feat of faith, even though it's clear that Gideon's faith is pretty rocky at best. So even with rocky faith, just know that God can use you. You plus God can do a lot, because God can do a lot. God bless you guys. Have a good day. We'll talk to you soon.